Today is Tuesday, July 29th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Lipstick Day. It's also National Lasagna Day and National Chicken Wing Day. I don't have any chicken wings, but I have some chicken thighs. I guess I could cook some chicken thighs for dinner. But that's not really celebrating chicken wings, is it? I'm trying to do better on my eating this week. So probably shouldn't do wings. Anyway. So we were talking about the weekend, and I listened back because I wanted to make sure that I remembered what we were talking about. We were talking about what we did on Saturday, and we got to the movie. So I would just sit around and do nothing if left to my own devices. I would just sit around the house and do whatever. I would watch Netflix, whatever, do 3D printing, do some Blender modeling, whatever, and not go anywhere. I love to travel, but when I'm at home, I just like to sit at home. But I thought we should do something and not just sit at home all weekend, and so I decided we were going to go watch a movie. Although Mark did say he's like me and just prefers to do nothing on the weekend now, which is good, because we're matching. So that means if I ever don't want to do anything on the weekend, I know he's also not going to want to do anything. So that's great. But I said, you know, we should do something. So let's go watch a movie. So we went to see the Superman movie. And I think one reason that Superman has struggled in the various forms is because Superman is such an iconic role played by Christopher Reeve. Reeve? I'm not really sure. I could Google it, but I'm not gonna. Anyway, it was, you know, it's not that those are even that great of movies. If I went back and looked at them now, I probably would have problems with them. But they're from a time, you know, they're from my childhood when I really was into superheroes, etc. And it just sticks with you. And Christopher Reeve had all the, you know, he was paralyzed and there's a story along with it. He was Superman and then he was paralyzed and then he had this long struggle to regain some of his function, and he did a lot to help disabled people and get funding for various studies, etc. I watched the Superman documentary. I don't remember much of it. I just watched it a couple of weeks ago, but so that's imprinted in my mind. And so when I go to a Superman movie, it's always how much am I going to like them as Superman? And I will say the actor that they chose looks a lot like Christopher Reeve. So you got that, because you got to go kind of with that look. Right? The brown hair, the chiseled jaw, the et cetera. Now, they decided to go less muscular looking and more normal looking as far as physique, because the costume is not made to look muscular, and they didn't, I don't guess they made him work out enough to get huge muscles before filming this, because he looked pretty normal in his physique. I mean, a good physique, but not overly muscular. And they portrayed Superman as kind of corny, kind of aw, shucks, Ma, you know, that sort of thing. At least that's kind of what I got from it. And his parents are just very normal looking, almost to the point of not attractive farmers. So that was an interesting casting choice. He has a dog, and I know that's from the comics. The dog is from the comics, but I guess it's almost like Rocket Raccoon on Guardians of the Galaxy, because James Gunn directed Guardians of the Galaxy, and then he came over to do Superman. He decided to include the dog, which now I can't think of the name. Overall, I would say I was a little bit worried at the beginning, but as I got into the story, and it was enjoyable. It was an enjoyable superhero movie. I wouldn't put it at the top of superhero movies, but I think it was enjoyable. I would go and see another one if they make a sequel. And so I'm happy with it. He portrays Superman well, and hopefully they will just continue and not cancel it and recast it again, because I was okay with the last Superman. I can't remember his name, but I was okay with the last Superman that they chose. And then when, you know, they're rebooting the whole franchise, basically, so they're getting new actors for everything. But I'm okay. I approve. And what's her name? Lois Lane. She's fine. The actress playing Lois Lane is fine. So I think it's all good. It's all good. I think they have a good trajectory here. We'll see what they do. Oh, and Supergirl makes an appearance at the end. And it's the girl from House of the Dragon who played the young version of the blonde lady. Can't remember her name. So we both enjoyed the movie. We then went to a not so great Chinese place. We went to this run down in a tiny little building on the side of the road Chinese. Mark just found it on Google and he didn't realize it was. Anyway, it was, they had their office was set up out in the main dining area. So there was a printer and like a laptop and everything sitting on a table out in the main dining room. They were doing, the chef or the owner was back in a back table doing some business with some people. It was like, have you ever seen one of those movies where the mob is, their base is in a Chinese restaurant? And so they, you know, they have a dining area and then they go through to the back room and they're wheeling and dealing back there. It was kind of like that. There was one server and she did fine. I mean, she took good care of us. When I sat down, the seat was unbolted from the bottom. The cushion part was unbolted from the bottom part and it moved. And it just bugged me, so I moved it back just because. So things were falling apart. And I thought, this is an interesting Chinese place. But anyway, we ordered. The food was fine, you know, nothing to write home about, but we ate. And then we were both full. We couldn't finish our food, so we both got to-go boxes and brought them home. And then we just watched game shows, I think, for the rest of the night. And then on Sunday, I got up and I can't remember now whether I mowed the lawn on Saturday or Sunday. I must have mowed the lawn on Saturday. So I got up and edited the mix. I recorded Geeky Gay for Monday so I could get that stuff out of the way. And then we had breakfast for lunch. I think we worked out after that. So Mark had gone to church, but then he came back. We worked out and then, we had breakfast for lunch. So we had, no, we didn't. We had our leftover Chinese food for lunch is what we had. So we had Chinese food for lunch and we had dinner plans with my parents for Sunday night. So we were going to start planning on our Switzerland trip. And then I got sleepy and we were watching Sandman. And I kept thinking, okay, after this next episode, I'm going to turn Sandman off and we're going to do some Switzerland planning. And we didn't. And I didn't. And I wasn't sleeping, but I was just laying on the couch watching Sandman, and I just didn't feel like putting any brain power towards anything. And so we ended up not planning anything at all, and then we went to my parents around 5, and they were cooking, what did they cook? They cooked Cornish game hen, and just roasted in the oven, mashed potatoes. Mom had me make asparagus. I just broil it in the oven with some olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic. And then I drizzled some balsamic glaze on it when it comes out. The tips get a little crispy because I put it on broil. And so it kind of blackens and crisps the tips of the asparagus. And then you add a little balsamic drizzle for some sweetness. It's good. It's good. It's one of the ways that I like asparagus. And then something else. Oh, we had croissants for bread because in the South, we got to have bread with our entrees. And corn on the cob. Because it's summer and you do. And we played Monopoly Deal with my stepdad, and it was a nice visit. Nothing controversial was said. So we had a pretty good visit, and that was our weekend. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.